Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because we've got Karen Kerrigan back with us. Karen is an original member, not only of the Brain Trust, but of the show. She's been, we had her 11th anniversary celebration already. She's in her 12th year with us now, and she's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Pound for pound, nobody on the planet does more than she and her organization. And I'm glad to say that she's my good friend and yours too, whether you know it or not. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. It's you guys have got you. Those of us who advocate for small business, we've got our work cut out for us, don't we?
We got our hands full, Jim. That's for sure.
What are you seeing inside the Beltway?
Oh gosh, well, you know, a lot of chaotic activity. I know that on the business community's part because.
Yeah.
We do appear to be, I mean, we are being assaulted from a policies perspective from all sides. And, you know,
Jim, I said this earlier in the week, Karen.
Huh?
I said this earlier. I said what you just said earlier in the week. And I wondered if my audience thought I was overreacting. I said, you know, folks, we're being assaulted.
Yeah.
The way we do business, how we run our businesses, how we, you know, planning for the future, capitalizing our business, almost every front is being assaulted right now, isn't it?
It is. And beyond that, I think just the amount of spending, as you know, through the stimulus package and then this omnibus bill that was signed and now the president's budget that he's proposed for 2010, is just so bloated with spending. I fear for the future of our kids and grandkids,
right,
in terms of the mountains of debt that will be piling up, but also their standard of living, because, I mean, who's going to pay for this stuff? Eventually what the result will be, and there'll be higher taxes, and that's not good for entrepreneurship or for prosperity or for our competitiveness in the global marketplace.
You know,
so
Karen,
four
or five years ago, the deficit was 5% of GDP, and members of Congress were apoplectic about that.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And now we're nostalgic for those ratios because the deficit today is 15% or more of GDP, and without any sense of outrage from the same people who were outraged at 5%.
Oh, I know. And I think the public and taxpayers, I think they're sort of shell-shocked right now. They're seeing, you know, more money being poured into these, you know, these sales institutions, you know, the bailouts continue. It all has to stop. And I do think, you know, within the administration itself, I don't see leadership coming from, you know, the cabinet or from the White House. It just seems to be a lot of flailing.
When you say leadership, tell us what you mean. And you're not necessarily saying that leadership that you disagree with. You're talking about just general leadership.
Yeah, I think general. I was very disappointed, for example, with President Obama and the Vice President and his spokespeople in terms of, you know, just really the doom and gloom, I think, type of messages that were coming out. And it almost reminded me of
Jimmy
Carter
moments.
Years in terms of, you know, our best days are gone.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just sort of the silliness of you know, focusing on, you know, Rush Limbaugh. You know, come on, there's just so many more serious things going on in this country to go tit for tat, you know, with a radio talk show host. Now, if they were going tit for tat with you, Jim, I think that would be more interesting.
Well, they know better than to take me on. I mean, they know what their limitations are, Karen. So they,
right, but
they,
you know
they
what
know
I'm
better
saying,
than
don't
that,
you, Jim?
Yeah. I agree with you, and the point is. Is that you know? Are you gonna lead the country with politics? Are you gonna lead it with courage and leadership? And so far, there's just been a lot of politics and not as much leadership. And I do think that that President Obama had a couple of Carter moments, as you said earlier in his first month or so. Hopefully, he's learning. I mean, I'm still trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but he's running out of capital. I think he's got to turn some things around. 2020 we're going to come right back and talk about some specific small business public policy issues that I'm very much concerned about, and I think you are too. Stay with us.
That's right.
Do it no matter what people say.
We're back. 17 Tell, little Donovan bringing us back. It's Donovan, isn't it? I guess, right? Anyway, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. No barriers to entry. Check out my newsletter. Check out my blog. Check out my knowledge base. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to there at our site. Everything under the Small Business Sun to help you with have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including a body of work that Karen Kerrigan has deposited with us over the years. Karen is the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization that I support and have been telling you about now for over 11 years. Karen, when I did my predictions for 2009, as I do every year, I predicted that there would be certain things that I knew that was on President Obama's agenda that I said he would not push in the early part of this year, or at least maybe even this year, because I thought him to be a pragmatic person, even though I know how he leans in terms of certain policies. I thought he was still a pragmatic person, and I said, because the economy is not going to be able to handle all that, he'll back off on those things. Karen, I'm talking about taxes and mm-hmm. and cap and trade and union, the union bill, the so-called Employee Free Choice Act. Karen, apparently I was wrong.
Well, Jim, I gave him the benefit of the doubt as well, because I thought that he was sincere on the campaign trail when he said that. When, for example, he talked about the tax increases in his campaign platform, he said, look, maybe we will rethink those given the state of the economy, and knowing that we need to keep as much capital in the private sector and in the hands of the private sector as possible. I believe he said similar things about the Employee Free Choice Act. But so now we have the past 2 weeks, just in these 2 weeks alone. Last week he introduced his budget, which included not only the tax hikes in his original campaign
right.
platform, but more. And rolled into that was the carbon tax,
yeah.
Cap and trade proposal, a $630 billion down payment on health care reform, whatever that means. He said he'll let Congress figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then just this week, as you know, the House and Senate congressional leaders introduced the Employee Free Choice Act.
The so-called Employee Free Choice
Act. Yeah, the so-called Employee Free Choice Act.
Because there's no free choice. It's erroneously named, folks.
That's
it's the
right.
employee. And this is not, you know, we're not being snide here, ladies and gentlemen. It should be called truthfully. If they were really being genuine about this, they would have to call it the Employee No Choice Act.
No Choice Act, Forced Choice Act. Card check is what we're calling it, because we only refer to it up on the Hill as the Free Choice Act, because you know, that's so they know what we're talking about when we oppose it. And mm-hmm. so we did a lot of media on that this week, Jim. We expressed our opposition outright, vehement opposition.
As have I here on this show.
In a letter up on Capitol Hill, said this is absolutely stunning that given the current economic situation, crisis, recession, that Congress would even think about introducing such a bill that would, you know, of course, take away employees' right to choose on the issue of unionization in the workplace, but would impose extraordinary burdens on small, mid-size, and even large businesses that aren't unionized, that they would, you know, put aside economic concerns, the recession, mm-hmm. just for a political payback.
At a time when businesses are trying to survive, imposing more union opportunities is not the way to turn the economy around. Now, and to be fair about it now, folks, Karen, we should say that the thing that it would restrict from an employee standpoint primarily is their right to a private ballot.
Right. But, you know, but the terms on for employers are just absolutely extraordinary. If you are suddenly unionized and you cannot come to terms with a contract agreement with the union within 120 days, a government arbitrator steps in and decides the contract terms, and you are locked into those terms for 2 years. Now, Jim, we know our only competitive advantage in the global marketplace, in the business sector, is having flexibility, labor flexibility, cost flexibility, mm-hmm. that type of operational flexibility to manage costs, control, do what we need to do to keep up with the torrent pace of the economy and conditions. But can you imagine a small business being locked into high health care costs, labor costs, working conditions,
and not being able to fire, not being able to fire anybody?
Would take our country backward. That is so archaic in terms of
and European
type of policies that we thought we got rid of mm-hmm. when the walls of communism came down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how now you think I you know how I feel about this, Jim?
Yeah, I think so. Well, let me tell you something. My audience has gotten an earful from me about this. And Karen, I've been reporting on this, as you know, on the show for months.
Right.
When I first heard about this, I mean, this is one of the most appalling things that I've ever heard of, that on its face, ladies and gentlemen, it is an un-American a proposal. That if there's one thing that is part of the cornerstone of who we are as American, it's the secret ballot. And this takes the secret ballot away in the organization of unions. Folks, unions are on the decline for one reason and one reason only. They're a 20th century anachronism. They're a 20th century dinosaur. They can't sell their product in the 21st century. That's the reason why they're on the decline, and they need the government to step in by fiat and help them out. Tin Till, stay with us. Back, it's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate, Karen Kerrigan, is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, give us your website and tell us a little bit about the SBE Council.
Sure. You can find us at SBE Council, C-O-U-N-C-I-L, S-B-E, C-O-U-N-C-I-L .org. And we're an advocacy organization fighting to protect small business and promote entrepreneurship. And there's a lot going on right now in the nation's capital as well as the states impacting small businesses. So I encourage you to visit the website. There's something new posted every day. Visit our blog at businesstrendsblog.org. Sign up for our e-newsletter to keep updated and get active in our work. And I would really encourage people to please join our organization. We are up against some tremendous political forces right now that have a lot of resources at their disposal. So we need, we definitely need more for resources and more contributions and more, and additional membership in order to fight the good fight, Jim.
Folks, I encourage you to do that as I have been for all these years. Because we need people like Karen and her organization. You also know Ray Keating, her chief economist. These are people who are at the table When things are being discussed that help or hurt small businesses, Karen and her crew are at the table, some of the groups at the table, and their fight is for you. It's not for big business. It's not for unions. It's not for the government. It's for you. And so I encourage you to check them out. And Karen, again, thank you for all you do for small business. The work that you do is amazing. It's Herculean, the work that you do personally and organizationally as well. And we thank you for that. Karen, the president said in his address to Congress that if you make above $250,000, you're going to get a tax increase. Now, I know small business owners who, between the husband, the wife, and the business, they accumulate taxable income of over $250,000, but they are not rich people. These are not people that if you saw them, if you knew them, if you met them on the street, if you saw the way they lived, you would not think these are people who are wealthy,
right.
And these are not people who need to have their taxes increased.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, we need them to stay productive. Hey, how about rewarding people for being thrift and
yeah.
being productive? And adding to the wealth of our country. I really do think there's a groundswell, well, we know there is, Jim, of people who are just really, really ticked off that, you know, if they pay their bills, if they, you know, run their businesses soundly, if they, you know, didn't do silly things financially, you know, that they're going to have to pay for folks
mm-hmm.
who made dumb decisions and are deadbeats. And, you know, Jim, that's what I'm hearing. I'm
that's
sorry
right.
from our members.
That's exactly right. Well, and also,
you know, if you didn't do something, if you're not a deadbeat, and I mean, if you know, that you're not going to get anything from the government. But, you know, business owners are not asking for anything. They're just saying, look, just don't take any more away from
right.
us.
Right.
I mean, the demands on business right now are extraordinary from the government. Why are we adding to that during this horrible economic period right now? I don't know. And anyway, we thought we got this message across with the president out of the campaign trail. It seemed to resonate, but now that has been forgotten now that he's in office. But we're going to remind him. And,
well,
but, Jim,
and
again,
Karen,
we need the support of small business owners to come to our website and get active with us.
Absolutely, folks. SBEcouncil.org. You know, Karen, this is the reason why I've been more vocal about policy issues than I have in past administrations. I mean, I was right here, as you know, in the Clinton administration. I was right here in the Bush administration. I didn't agree with all the things that either one of those organizations did. When George Bush put a tariff on steel, I was all over him for that.
Right,
for example,
right. Oh, well,
but,
yeah.
But the thing is that I believe that what's going on right now is an assault on us, and I think the only defense we have now, Karen, for small businesses, is whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Mugwump, whatever you are, folks, if you own a small business, you've got to identify what the issues are that are important to you, that are being debated right now, and you've got to let your members of Congress know how you feel about those.
Oh,
and we can't be passive or naive about these, Karen.
Yeah, and it's amazing, you know, the small, a relatively small number of contacts that it takes to a congressional office.
Absolutely.
For them to stand up and listen, because,
yeah.
I mean, it does work. It does help, and folks shouldn't think that I don't matter. They do. You
and
know,
folks,
just
and Karen, I got to wrap it up.
Okay,
but what I wanted to say before we go, folks, you can find out how your member of Congress, your delegation, voted on small business issues at Karen's website at sbecouncil.org. So check it out. Karen, thank you again for all you do for small business, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.